Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy. And flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,212. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are the men's row. Our tap today is a random question. Your guess is as good as my categories, your favorite airlines, and delicious nuts. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite. TV Time with Ted.
Click, click. Drink it, then drive.
All right, here we go. Ironically enough, a Massachusetts commute stinks as two porta potties fall off a truck and onto the road. Meanwhile, pro tip, when you donate war items to a museum, make sure they can't explode. Deer crashes nail salon looking to get his hooves did. When you fly into Portland, be sure to introduce the llama to your kid. And one Chicago man is not the most popular guy with his neighbors. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Aren't a chimpanzee, a spider monkey, an elephant, a tree shrew, a fruit fly, a moose, and an oriental hornet all walk into a bar? That is not the setup to a joke. That is actually the glorious vision I have for our future after scientists revealed that humans are not the only creatures that enjoy getting their drink on. A new study reveals that a diverse group of animals consume alcohol. Turns out that fermented nectar, sap, and fruit attracts, let's just say, the drunks of the natural world. Hence, chimps, spider monkeys, elephants, tree shrews, fruit flies, moose, and oriental hornets could all be your new drinking buddies. Word of advice, make the hornet your designated driver, as apparently they can drink an unlimited amount of booze with no ill effects. The only animal they found that can just absolutely slay alcohol without getting drunk. Now, the same cannot be said for an unnamed British tourist in Thailand. Now, there's not a lot of details about a story other than one, he was in fact drunk. Two, he was completely naked. Three, he fell off of a balcony in his hotel. And four, he was covered in poop. And in spite of all this, he didn't do anything illegal, because in Thailand, you can be drunk, naked, and covered in human feces. Now, I've never been to Thailand, but it sounds like my kind of place. Now, as lenient as Thailand might be, airlines, not so keen on you getting hammered and causing problems. A flight to Moscow had to make an emergency landing after a passenger got drunk and started a brawl. And sure, we hear about this kind of amateur crap all the time, but what made his story slightly more interesting is that the drunken idiot in question, he works as, quote, an airline safety instructor. We'll let you do the math on that one. Now, these are just some of the stories we saw, stories that left us with many questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on the Random Question Question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4212. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, we have the top 10 airlines in the United States. They compared the 10 largest U.S. airlines of one regional character, which we will give you, across 13 metrics, cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. Each airline was given an overall score. So we have the top 10 best airlines in America. Next up, this is nuts. A couple weeks ago was National Nut Day.
Oh, I know.
People love nuts.
Yes, they do.
They really do. So we have the 10 favorite nuts. Are you guys nut eaters?
It depends. Every once in a while. Not often, but when I do, I tend to eat a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't usually turn them down. If there's a bowl of them somewhere, I'll indulge. I don't go out of my way to go for them, though.
Nuts are my guilty pleasure.
I know this.
I try to not buy them.
What kind, though?
All of them. I will eat cashews, I will eat almonds, I will eat peanuts, I will eat pine nuts, I will eat...
You just eat a handful of pine nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not bad.
I got a bag of them at home.
It tastes like wallpaper paste.
I've got salted peanuts at home.
Do you prefer peanuts in or out of the shell?
I prefer them in the shell.
Okay.
I do. I just like the flavor of them better. Not that... Look, Planters dry roasted peanuts.
That's spectacular.
That's an animal all to itself.
Right.
I mean, that is, in my mind, the top of the mountain there. But... Second up is a bag of peanuts. If I'm sitting down watching the Mariners, there's nothing I like more than getting my beer and a bag of peanuts. That's my go-to and any time I go to a baseball game. And by the time that I leave that seat, it looks like you let two-year-olds run your house for about 3 hours. I mean, you've never seen a bigger mess, but I can just sit there and house that thing. So nuts and airlines. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine.
You left pistachios off your list.
Pistachios.
That's a go-to.
Thank you. I have those at home, too.
I was waiting for you to say them. You never said them.
No.
It's very upsetting.
And as far as the almonds, I'll do the smokehouse, I'll do the bold, I'll do the wasabi.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do all those different.
But that's been, I'm going to say, the last 10 or 15 years where we've said, you know what, man, take any product that already exists and then, quote unquote, blast it with flavor, right? So when we were growing up, there was no wasabi anything. There was, you might have smoked, but it didn't taste like smoke the way it does now.
Yeah.
You know, so were you still into all of these nuts before the flavor blast generation
came along? I was, yes.
All right, okay.
Some are better than others. I don't like raw almonds or unseasoned almonds.
Unseasoned, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Basically, the ones that are the healthiest for you are the ones that I don't enjoy.
The healthiest version of anything typically tastes the worst.
Yeah.
Right? It's a fact of life.
It's just like you got to bake them or something, and then the salt doesn't stick. It sucks. So we got nuts. We got airlines coming up with your guess is as good
Which,
as
oddly man. Enough, they don't serve nuts on airlines anymore. It used to be, man, if you liked peanuts and you got on a flight going anywhere, as a fact, you got a deck of cards, you got a bag of peanuts.
Right.
That was it.
Today is the day also that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, George. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, George.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, hey.
There we go.
Hi, George.
How are you, George?
Challenge, man. You know, it's the story of my life. No one wants to hear me.
Yeah. I've been married, too. Don't worry about it.
All right. Am,
yeah. All right, George.
Years, something like that.
Let's go with this one. And not that anybody got this way at the party on Saturday night. Everyone was very well behaved and had a great time.
I was until later, apparently.
But how drunk did you get? And what was the situation in the event?
How drunk did I get where?
Exactly.
You name it.
That's the one we're looking for. The worst.
Oh, God. Oh, the worst?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I've been around for a while. I'm about to be 60, so I mean.
Well, what is one that you can share? Okay, Steve got drunk one night at a beer party we were doing and fell and broke his wrist as well.
Yeah.
I mean, just situationally, things happen when you're
It's. But the thing is, I had to take my daughter, second or third birthday, I don't remember, but with a broken wrist, sat through Disney on Ice, which I felt like was karmic retribution.
And you hadn't even got a cast on or anything yet.
No, I hadn't gone to the hospital yet because the birthday was the next day. I had to go to work, went to Disney on Ice, which, dear God, that's a long, horrible thing. It's great if you're a kid, sucks as an adult. Then finally.
Yeah, but I mean, I broke a wrist before, and to put it off kind of sucks.
Have you
probably the most current kind of thing like that would have been, a couple of winters ago, I guess. You know, I had a neighbor. They were getting ready to move. I live over in the north end Oak Harbor, kind of out. I don't know, somewhere out in the boonies between Deception Pass and Oak Harbor.
All right.
Anyway, my neighbor was selling. They were selling their place, moving into town because they, I don't know. We had a little get together, and someone made some cookies, and I ate a cookie and had a couple beers, a couple shots of tequila, and then I found out about the cookies. Didn't think too much about it. Had another half a cookie. A little while later, found myself laying on my back on the frosty grass. You know, probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, looking at the stars. You know, because I couldn't go in the house yet. I was pretty lit. Didn't want to go in and have the wife look at me and go, "Oh my God, dude!" Again?
Yeah. Well, do you think it'd be better if she found you out late in the grass, looking up at the stars, going, "George, what are you doing out here? It's 1 o'clock in the morning."
Oh no. Well, I mean, she didn't know I was on my way home because I was next door, and we probably lived. They moved. But yeah, I mean, our place is probably 150, 200 yards apart. And,
you made it that far, at least.
Well, I made it down to my garden.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And my neighbor, he was like, "Hey, man, I got to get up in the morning and catch a flight." He goes, "Don't go to sleep out here, right?" And I'm like, "No, man, I ain't going to go to sleep." He goes, "I don't want to drive by here on my way to the airport and see you laying out here." And so I did. I forced myself to get up, go in the house. And of course, you know, you go in, it gets hot. And, should have stayed outside.
Yeah, anyway, so you threw up all over everything.
Not all over everything. I mean, right. I went in the bathroom. And,
yeah, well, no, the heat is a recipe for the spins. It's a recipe for, I mean.
It absolutely
is. Oh, man. And that's why I didn't want to go in the first place.
Sure.
You know, because my buddy, he was like, "George, I'm going to walk you home, you know." Oh, and I pulled a tooth over in his yard that night, too.
Yeah, okay, well, that pretty well answers the question, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the wife's not going to be happy.
You know, fresh air goes a long way. Taking a little walk, if you can, goes a long way.
Why is that, man? You know,
it's hard for your body to take the heat, I think. I mean, it's so hot from the inside.
But just like early in my drinking days, you know, you'd sit at the bar and you felt like you're doing okay. And then as soon as you stood up from the bar stool, had to go to the bathroom or go outside, your world came to a crash again.
I've woken up many nights in an air-conditioned apartment, curled around the toilet on the tile floor because that was, in fact,
right.
Because the water in the toilet was cold.
You're like the opposite of a lizard.
Yeah,
I need the coldest spot.
This is the only air
home.
Conditioning we've got. Reason we asked, how drunk did you get? The man said he was extremely drunk when he returned to his room from the red light district in the early hours of the morning in Pateo. Groans and banging was later heard coming from the 51-year-old's room at the Freelancer Hotel. Staff didn't think anything of it. It was only when his legs crashed through the ceiling of an adjacent internet cafe after he plunged from the balcony, they realized something was amiss. Shock gamers called police as the naked holidaymaker, believed to be from Blackburn, cried for help with his legs dangling from the floorboards. Pictured showed him being guided to an ambulance while covered up in a blanket, taken to the hospital with some minor injuries. So officers, obviously, they checked the room where they discovered excrement smeared across the floor. Police said, "We have some ideas about what he was doing in the room."
What are they?
"But we're not sure. It wasn't really illegal."
What do they think?
But they said, "Look, it's his private life. He's going to have to speak with the hotel to negotiate the bill."
Which I think's fair. I do like that move. But if you're a cop and you find, all right, dude's drunk, he's naked. Those two things go together. He is covered in poop and there's poop smeared all over the floor. What is your theory? What happened?
Well, the problem is there was about 20 people in that cafe and they were gamers and they were playing games.
Yeah.
All right. He said, one guy said, I was sitting playing game downstairs, and I heard the first thump, and I didn't think much of it. After a while, there was another thump, and then the ceiling, it started to break more, and then the legs came down right on top of my head. So I called the staff. After a while, it seemed like the ceiling was starting to sink. I was shocked, so I ran up to look. I smelled him, but I thought it was a broken water pipe or something. Turns out it was the guy.
God, man.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Richard. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Richard, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's go with this one. Richard, what would you say is the most dangerous thing in your home? The thing that could do the most damage, one way or another. Well, it was accidental.
My wife.
Yeah. What is the most dangerous thing?
Probably my cat.
Your cat, you said?
Yeah.
Now, does your cat like you? Does it show signs that it might want to kill you? Is it killing the local wildlife? What?
He's an old cat, and like you can just walk by him, and he'll growl at you, and every once in a while, he'll just squat at you.
And like, how long have you had this cat?
He's 14 years old.
And how long has he been doing the growl and swat?
For about 8 years.
All right. All right. So does that mean he's still not used to you, or this is just his mannerism?
That's just the way he is. He actually wore a cone for like the last 5 years because he wouldn't quit licking himself. That was part of it.
Okay.
He was just pissed off because he had to wear the stupid cone, but he doesn't have that anymore. But anytime you like move him, you like sit down, he'll growl at you.
Is it just you or is it anyone that goes to your house?
Anyone that comes to the house.
Okay. All right. Ted, what's the most dangerous thing in your home?
I mean, I own a gun, but it's in a safe.
That's number one.
Yeah. Sure. I mean,
do you have
I mean,
a mandolin or anything you cook with? Or do you have a space heater that's, I'm thinking about things that could potentially cause harm.
Like a gun, you know, can be dangerous. Hence, you put it in a safe. But you're right.
Right.
Something like the mandolin, it's just sitting there next to the rest of your kitchen crap. You're more than likely to hurt yourself on a mandolin than a gun. If you handle the gun with caution, mandolin, people are like, I don't need to wear the glove. I don't need the guard. I'll be fine.
All the time.
And then
maybe some kitchen knives that are pretty sharp.
Yeah, like sometimes you wouldn't think about it, but an avocado could be potentially very dangerous.
Yeah, depending on how you choose to cut it.
Yeah, and I would say sometimes for me with certain packaging, I'm just lazy and don't grab scissors, and I'll just take a sharp knife and be like, boom. Slice it open.
I'm right there with you, man.
I know better.
I know. I'm just waiting to poke myself and go to the hospital. I'll be like, I know I knew better.
I was quartering a chicken the other day with a cleaver, and I thought, man, I was about a half inch away from taking my thumb off right
Yeah.
Now. I mean, just stupid stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, a few weeks ago, man, I got one of those fruit cups for like a Mexican dude on the side of the highway. Man.
You just pulled over on the side of the highway, bought a fruit cup? That is dangerous.
Yeah, it was delicious, though, man. You put all the spice in there and tahini.
Did you eat the fruit cup in the car?
Yeah.
While you're driving?
I wasn't driving. My cousin was.
Oh, okay. Right.
But the way to watch that guy just handle that giant, like, butcher snook.
They're different, man.
And he's cutting open coconuts. And
I was going to say, did he have coconut?
He had coconut, which was pretty impressive. I like the idea of drinking the water. Mm. I don't like coconut enough just to eat it. But the one I got was awesome. You always see those guys. I was like, let's just stop and get one.
Yeah, why not?
Raise me ass, what is the most dangerous thing?
I had mango.
Very good. Most dangerous thing in your home. A family at Gold Bar woke up to the sound of bullets flying through their home early Thursday morning. A huge fire had taken over part of their home, causing ammunition that was stored in the home to begin exploding and firing. The fire also killed a number of pets that were part of the family business. When the bullets started exploding, the sound actually woke the family up. When they woke up, they saw flames that were shooting 20 feet in the air. Although they were able to save the kids and the dogs, they are grieving the loss of around 20 of the family's pet snakes, Ted, that didn't survive the fire.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, but he did not. The dad, I could hear the bullets flying past me. I could hear, them hitting stuff and going off. But he still ran in and got his kids out and got his dogs out. His girlfriend helped him at the time. Then the fire broke out in the bedroom. His girlfriend said the flames were 20 feet, if not higher, bending over the roof of the house. He said he knows, I've got about 5,000 rounds of ammo in there.
Not anymore.
Sound of gunfire was a blessing because it did wake them up. But when bullets were flying everywhere.
Right.
We pulled the kids out. We had to pull the dogs out. It was just chaos. We evacuated the family, started moving vehicles away from the flames as the bullets continued to fly. I didn't really care. I was just like, we got to get in the house and save the kids. Number one priority. Then he tried to save about 20 of the family snakes. He and his daughter were beginning a pet python and boa business.
They got to start again.
They are going to need to start again. More of the random question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, dude, it's Fabulous Veterans Day. Pick up some men's room IPA and 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing. It helps our friends at the local Fisher Houses in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, today is the day of the random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Random. Hello, Emmett. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Emmett.
All right, Emmett, what do we have for you? Okay, whether it was a person, an animal, whatever the deal is, what in your lifetime is the most memorable thing that has bit you?
The most memorable thing that has bit me?
Yes. I got bit at a show by a woman who was backstage, and she would not stop biting me.
At Showbox Soto, where life night will be happy.
Yes. That will not happen. Friday night, December 13th. But that was the last time I seriously have been bitten by anything. Well, other than my cat. My cat almost took my nose off one night. He was up in my, oh, God, that was terrible.
I think the last thing that bit me was a child. Like, well, my children were super young, like just one of their, I don't know, 2-3-year-old friends. You know, the bitey ones?
Yeah.
They weren't being mean. They just thought it was funny, but it's like, and I don't know how to react when it's not your kid. Like, you can't just take your handbag and slap them off, you know? But it's like, dude, stop biting me. This is weird.
I actually have a pretty funny story about that. So I was, when I was a little kid, we had this little Rottweiler. I must have been maybe 10 or 11, something like that. And I had always heard, you know, if a dog bites you, you bite him back. And he bit me. And so I went down and I bit him on the ear. And the dog yelped, and mom comes in. She goes, what the F was that? And I go, well, he bit me. So I bit him back. And she goes, why would you do that? And I said, I'd always heard that if a dog bites you, you bite him back. You assert dominance.
You're telling your mom this.
Did that work with a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. You're lucky you didn't get your face taken off.
I don't know. I think when you express it back, it's kind of understood. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, maybe we can go tit for tat if this is how it's going to be. Right?
All right.
Especially, okay. And I'd always heard that. I never did that. I don't think I've ever
been
a
with
dog.
A biter? I never thought to bite him back.
What do you mean? Yeah. Dog or person?
No, person.
Yeah.
But I never thought, I'm going to bite this person back now.
No. It's just what she was into.
That's me too.
All right, dude. Yeah. If that's what you want to do. Just, you know, make solid judgment where you're going to clamp the teeth down.
Right.
And that will be okay.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jess.
Random,
welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. I'm going to give you the same question, Jess. What has bit you?
When I went to Pennsylvania, this was some, well, I don't know, five, six years ago. I was I'm not familiar with the area. I was just hanging out with some friends, and we wanted to take our friend's dog. Well, he was like an off-leash dog, and it was like a pretty big area of property. I had never even, I mean, I know what ticks are, but never been bit by one before. But this thing like burrowed in. I didn't even notice it till the next day.
That's the thing about a tick. You don't really know they're on you and what they're doing until you find it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was so weird, though, because the next morning, so I was in the bathroom, you know, just getting cleaned up, went and washed my hair and all that. And I was like, huh, it must have hatched like a new freckle or something. And I was like, wait, it has legs and it's moving. Yeah, it was gnarly, but I know you're not supposed to pull him out, but I did anyway, and I was like, ah.
Well, as long as you got that, as long as you got the head out.
Did you immediately know it was a tick, or did you have to piece it together?
Well, I mean, I knew that there were ticks in that, I guess, in that area, but it was daylight. I thought that was more of like a nighttime thing or something. And yeah, it was kind of scary, but thankfully no Lyme disease or anything, right?
Well, if that ever happens to you again, if you're ever in a situation where you find a tick like that on you, one of the best things you can do is seriously cover that entire tick in mayonnaise, because then it can't breathe.
And fry it up in the pan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. And it'll let go because
it
can't breathe. So once you suffocate it, it will completely take itself out of you. So when you remove it,
it'll burn it with a match head or blow out the match and then burn it out.
Well, the question is, Miles said, you want to get the head out of your body. So you can burn off the body, but if the head is still under your skin,
it's still releasing all the disease and all the crap that it's carrying.
I didn't know that we were in, I was still living in Baltimore at the time, and I had this big ass shepherd, right? Wonderful dog, but had big ears, and he kept scratching at his ear. And we had gone camping maybe 2 weeks before that. So the dog comes up to me, and I'm kind of rubbing his big head. And I notice, it turns out later, we find out it was a tick, but I didn't know it then. It looked, because its legs weren't out. So it looked like this bean.
Okay.
It's kind of attached to his ear. So I knew it wasn't a bean. Obviously, he has some weird growth going on. A guy that lived two apartments below me, who I'd gone camping with, awesome dude, right? From Puerto Rico, so everything was like a chef. Because back then, I was a chef, so he called it a chef. Loved talking to this guy, but I'm like, Omar, man, what do you think this thing is on the dog? And he's like, oh, man, that's a tick. But again, looking at it, there's no legs. I'm like, man, it's got to be something else. He's like, watch this, man.
They're way underneath her.
So he takes a pair of tweezers and just kind of squeezes it, not real hard, but like squeezes the butt of the tick. And these legs come out almost, it freaked me the F out. I was just like, ew, man. So he's like, he thought it was great. So he's like, okay, man, look, we're going to get this tick out of your dog's head. So we try to tug it first. That's not working. And obviously the dog's kind of like, all right, man. Same thing you said. Hey, man, you got any mayonnaise? And I'm not tracking with him. So I'm like, yeah, Omar, I got mayonnaise, brother. What does this have to do? Because I think he's going to show me some weird dish he ate back in the homeland or something. He's like, we're going to suffocate him, man. I'm like, with mayonnaise? He's like, trust me. He was all about this. I thought it was kind of gross because, again, this dog had big-ass ears, so it was easy to see. But slathered the dog's ears with mayonnaise. Waited maybe 2 minutes, and it's just so gross watching this thing. It's not like they just pop out, right?
Right.
It's this slow way it pulls itself out, but it's under the mayonnaise. So, like, my stomach's turning watching all this. And he gets the tweezers, and Omar's fascinated. He's looking at this mayonnaise-covered tick like, oh, man, this is so awesome, man. I'm like, it's not. So I gave him a jar. He took the tick home.
Yeah.
Because that was Omar. I'm like, dude, fine.
I pissed off every one of my friends at Boy Scouts. We went on about a 12-day, I've told the story before, a canoeing trip in Canada. Now, one of the bags you pack is basically your kitchen. And that kitchen is responsible for feeding 12 people for the entire week. That includes all your pots and pans, everything you need, all the food supplies, blah, 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 blah. I stepped in about a foot of silt mud because we're in the middle of a big storm and there was an island in the middle of the lake. So we just jetted it toward that island, number one, because the mosquitoes are less
right.
in this area of Canada. When you're on the mainland, man, it's a different story. They're still bad on the island, not nearly as bad. We decided we're going to camp out on this island. As soon as I stepped out of the canoe to pull the canoe in, I fell into silt mud. We pitch the tents. We do all the things. We get the tarp set up so we can start making dinner, all these different things. I go to rinse off the mud for my legs and realize I am covered in leeches. Now, I had about five of them on me, or six, I believe. And back to the theory of mayonnaise. Now, leeches are a lot bigger, first of all. And much like a slug, they can appear very small. But when you go to put mayonnaise on them or whatever the deal is, they will expand. They'll get as big as they can.
Yeah.
All we had was the country crock butter because you don't have to refrigerate it. But that was in the kitchen bag, right? The camping bag for the food. You need butter because you're making drop biscuits with Bisquick. There's certain dishes that, you know, you just need a little butter so the fish doesn't taste like ass after right. you catch it. All these different things. The majority of that butter from that country crock tub was used to cover up the leeches on my body to release them, which in hindsight, not a bad thing. 2 days go down the road, I'm glad to have these things off me. But now everything tastes like crap.
So everyone's mad at you for having the leeches on your legs?
But that was the one thing that, like, you put the right. stuff was sticking into pans and stuff because I used all the country crock to get the leeches off my body. So there was a butter shortage.
I mean, I'd be pissed too, but I'd get. All right, let me ask you this. All right. Of all the different things that bitten you, what's been the worst? Like, I've been bitten by a cat, and it sucks, but the cat's not trying to kill me, so it hurts, but they let go. I have not been bitten by a dog. My brother's been bitten by every dog that's ever existed on this earth. We've all been bitten by mosquitoes. You've had leeches. You've had ticks. For my money, I can't even explain it. It's not like it's going to kill you, the pain, but a horsefly.
Oh, those
somehow,
are terrible.
When that thing bites you, it's just, it makes you angry.
It's painful.
It freaking hurts. You know, it's not ripping you apart like a dog
would.
You know,
it takes a chunk out of you.
But, no, it does.
It definitely takes a chunk out of you.
See, I'm on the same level with ants. I don't know.
Really?
The last time, oh, dude, I hate it. They're just those little redheaded guys. And same thing. It's not going to kill you. You're going to be fine. But the problem is I don't know how many of them. They're always little redheaded ants. And you don't know how many of them are on there. Yeah. They're, you know, I grew up in Eden Claws. They're common out there. But, you know, they'll walk up on your shoes, like on a summer day or something like that. There'll be like three or four of them that just end up on your shoes, and then they're climbing all over the place. Then they'll just make their way up your leg, and then they'll just bite into you.
Yeah, we had carpenter ants when I lived in Rochester. And they're big and hard, right? Because, well, they eat wood. But
sure.
I think I only got, like, pinched by them maybe twice. It kind of sucked. It wasn't the worst. The thing that freaked me out, because we knew they were all over the house. It was a wood house, whatever. No big deal. But I'd get up each morning before school. You take a shower, and now my afro back in the day. And I would probably comb four or five now dead ants out of my hair. So what bothered me is just that I realized when I'm sleeping on my bed and my head is laying on the pillow, there's ants climbing through my hair at night.
Reason we asked, what has bit you? A shark bit a surfer in Maui on Friday and severed his leg. The man, 61, was surfing at a park on Friday morning when a shark bit him. Police officers arrived at the scene. They first tried to control the bleeding with tourniquets. His right leg completely severed just below the knee. He was alert while being treated on shore, then taken to Maui Memorial Medical Center in critical condition. He said he did not see the shark approach. They did close the beach and the park, and then they closed all the beaches 1 mile each way of the area where he was bit. Officials warned people, stay out of the water. This included everybody who was on vacation and whatever that at Kanapali and all those areas to north of the beach. Public warning to stay out of the water for a mile in each direction happened as of Saturday at noon. Maui Fire and Ocean Safety officials, they were patrolling the waters trying to find the shark. State officials provided, they're in the water. There were no details provided on what kind of shark. This story does not end as well, and not good for me either. A wildlife conservationist and YouTuber known as South Africa's Steve Irwin. He died over the weekend, a month after being bitten by a venomous snake. USA Today reports that Graham Dingo Dinkelman, who was 44, had been in an induced coma in intense care from anaphylactic shock since he was attacked in September. They pointed the finger at a toxic green mamba snake. That was the culprit. In a post shared to the African Reptiles and Venom Facebook page, which I'm sure you're friends with.
Oh, of course.
His wife noted that her spouse died on Saturday despite his strength and resilience. He went through an incredibly hard, difficult period and did not make it. Christy remembered her late husband, a former investment banker. He became the owner of a reptile park. He didn't want to do the banking thing anymore. So he started doing that. He was also on Discovery Channel. He was a manager of breeding programs of endangered reptiles and amphibians. It was truly his love, and his family was always behind him, and his drive and passion. He said, the reason I've been put on the face of this earth is to help people to connect with animals, and I've always believed that we need to convert the unconverted to reach people who absolutely have no experience with nature and wildlife. Either way, it was his passion that caused him to get too close to that green mamba snake that happened.
Now, again, that's where I think you're safe, right? You were going on safari. You will be in South Africa. Okay.
I will be in a tent.
The difference is you don't go around poking these things, right? You know what I'm saying?
They are there.
They are there, but you have to go F with them, as he did, for this thing to then have a response to you being there. So, I mean, a snake can be there, but if you walk up, if you see a green mamba, and then you grab a snake and you slap it and you tell people, come here, look what it does, A, they're going to see what it does, which is strike you, put venom inside of you, and kill your ass. But I'm like, don't do that.
I've read about how it happens. Because, of course, as soon as I read the story over the weekend, I'm like, hey, what does this happen in practical life, in applications?
Mm-hmm.
And the three people that, besides this Dinkelman guy, that have been
That'd be Dingo Dinkelman.
That have been bit, were sleeping at the time. Snakes need heat. They are attracted to heat. Once they get under the covers, they try to coil up and get close to you. Now, when you roll over and move, that is when the snake will attack you.
Okay, don't roll over.
That's what I'm...
You
yeah.
sleep perfectly...
Just Gomer, sleep Gomer perfectly still. Right on my back.
That's right, man. Learn that from Gomer Pyle. He never got bitten by a green mamba.
People were bit in their sleep. They rolled over. Damn. They rolled over onto the snake. They disturbed a snake while it was sleeping. You know, whatever the deal was. Like, stop your snoring. Zap.
They grow up, or they wake up like Castle.
Pretty much.
Violently.
More of the random question on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.